Hello. Thank you for joining me. I've got a story for you today. It starts right here. When I was about your age, I used to come here all the time. This was a little bit before the barrage was built, before Mermaid Quay looks the way that it does now. And I remember the time when they were building the barrage. All of us were interested to know what it was going to look like down here when it was finished. I remember coming down here the day the barrage opened to the public. I remember standing exactly where you are now. I looked at the statue that you're looking at. I followed the line of her pointing finger out towards the barrage, towards the open estuary beyond. I remember that day so well because of what happened next. You see, all about me, people were eating ice cream and milling about and chatting about how they were going to walk across to the barrage, and nobody was paying attention to the water in the bay. But I was, and I saw the water move. I saw it ripple. I saw something appear, just for a moment, on the surface. So I went down the steps to the edge of the water to get a closer look. Maybe it was just a diving bird or a fish or a bit of flotsam and jetsam floating on the water. But it seemed to me that it had been much larger. It seemed to me that it had a long neck and a spiny head and wings folded along its back. There. There it was again. It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a fish, it definitely wasn't flotsam or jetsam. "Hello," I called out to the creature, as loudly as I dared, because there were people everywhere. "It's all right," I said. Whatever it was got closer to me, and it splashed about a bit, and again I saw those wings and its long, spiny back. It also seemed to have a tail of some description. I couldn't tell what colour it was. It seemed to change colour every time I looked at it. One minute it was green, the next it was blue, the next grey, all the different colours of the shifting water of the bay. Well, I went down on my hands and knees and I put my face as close to the water as I could, and that's when I got the biggest shock of my life. Staring back at me from the water were two of the biggest, darkest, saddest eyes I'd ever seen. They were set into a scaly head with small nostrils and a shock of spines around the forehead. This was, unmistakably, some kind of little dragon. "Who are you?" I breathed. The little sea dragon looked about and it splashed the water sadly with its tail. "Do you live here?" I asked it. The sea dragon's head dipped in sadness. "Are you lost?" I asked. "Because you see, the dragon looked so very sad." The dragon raised its head once more and it squeaked at me, and suddenly I realised something. "Are you not from here at all? Did you get stuck in here when they built the barrage?" The little dragon splashed the water again, this time with excitement, so I knew I was on the right track, and I thought really hard. I thought about what you could see from the bay. On a clear day, if you looked out to the Bristol Channel, you could see two islands. Everyone called them Flatholme and Steepholme, but my mam had told me those islands had other names. The Islands of Summer. She told me that those islands were a magical place, not really a part of this world, but part of the other world. "Oh no," I said. "You're not from this world at all, are you? You're from the islands. You must have got stuck in here and now you can't get home." At that moment, tears began to pour from the little dragon's big dark eyes. But just then, a crowd of tourists came strolling past and I had to get up really hurriedly and pretend I wasn't looking at anything at all. By the time I looked back at the water, the little sea dragon had vanished. All I could think about for the rest of that day was the little sea dragon and how sad it was and what I could do to help. All I could think about was its big dark eyes looking at me so imploringly from the water. I decided I had to do anything I could to help it, so that night, when everyone else had gone to bed, I slipped out of the house and I made my way to the bay. I'd thought about what to take in advance, and I borrowed my mam's biggest shopping bag. But I wasn't feeling particularly confident about being down the bay at night. You see, my mam's stories weren't just about the islands of summer out there in the estuary. She'd also told me all about the creatures of Mermaid Key. She said that at night the bay came alive, and there were all sorts of beings down here. I knew I was going to have to be very careful. Well, I came back to this exact spot, and I called for the sea dragon. But there was no sign of it. What was I going to do? I decided to walk along the quayside and keep looking into the dark waters of the bay for any sign of movement. Do you think you can follow me now? Keep your eyes peeled. I think I can see something moving in the water, up by that big bronze ring. Maybe the sea dragon's there. Make sure you walk quietly in case you scare it. It's very nervous.